Well, there's no question that the hotbed of bass fishing is not Connecticut, but there's a pro angler out there that is from Connecticut, and that's Terry Baxay. And Terry, you're getting ready to go fish for potentially $1 million at the FLW Championship.
You know, it's pretty exciting. I've watched it evolve. I've been doing this since 1989, and I've watched it evolve, and more money and more money and more money going into it, and the FLW has just stepped it up to the, I don't even know where they can go beyond this. $2 million would be okay. You know, if Irwin wants to, you know, put up a little bit more money, hint, hint. But this is very, very exciting. And, you know, the championship is always what you strive to do, whether it's the Bassmasters Classic or the FLW Championship or the regional for the tournament you're fishing, whatever, you're just always striving to make the championships. So I'm pretty fortunate to have made this one, and I'm driving to Arkansas right now so I can go catch some fish.
Well, I catch you guys on the road a lot of times, and I've been remiss over the years. I mean, you've been doing this for about 20 years now, 18, I think you told me, and you know, been out there on the pro circuits fishing for a long time. And, you know, I kind of equate Connecticut to Illinois. You know, you and I kind of kid about this, but Connecticut, you know, got a lot of fisheries, a lot of clear water, a lot of great smallmouth fishing, that kind of stuff. Illinois, you know, we have a lot of good lakes and stuff, but really not a lot of pros from Illinois or Connecticut. You're kind of the only guy from Connecticut, and I think Chad Morgan Taylor is the only guy from Illinois, but you've got good fisheries there.
No, we have great fisheries, but just like Illinois, though, if you go 3-4 hours away, you've got world-class fisheries. You know, I'm only 3.5 hours from Lake Champlain. I'm near Lake Winnipesaukee, New Hampshire. Thousand Islands and Lake Ontario aren't too far away. So I've got some great fisheries near me that's what I've kind of grown up fishing local and regional circuits and stuff like that. So I really am comfortable fishing the smallmouth stuff, but the only thing that my strength is obviously clear water. You guys have some clear water there, but you also have some dirty water, and that's the one thing that we don't have an awful lot of in Connecticut, unless the Connecticut River floods and gets like 18 feet high, and then it becomes dirty. So then we have dirty water.
Right. That should play into your hand coming to Lake Ouachita, because, number one, it's very clear most of the time, and you've got some secret weapons out there that you're going to be looking at, I'm sure. To, you know, the drop shot is number one, but you've got a couple of things by Swarming Hornet that looks like they could play big dividends for you, too.
Yeah, there's a couple things that they make. The drop shot fish head is probably going to be one of the baits that I probably will play with quite a bit because of the fact the fish are feeding on shad. They're probably going to be a little bit deeper, and the fish haven't seen something like this. And if it's a tough bite, which I'm assuming it's going to be middle of summer, clear water, that really could play into my hands. And the other thing that could play into my hands is just throwing a regular fish head spin, because I know on a lot of the clear water lakes I fish, the fish suspend this time of the year. That fish head spin is by far the best suspending bait that you could possibly throw for fish. I mean, there's nothing better for suspended fish, be it smallmouth or spotted bass or largemouth, which is predominantly what we'll be catching out there. So I'm looking forward to it. I got a few little things to play with, and hopefully one of them will work.
Well, you know, I've never really had anybody truly describe the drop shot, and, you know, if you would with the products you've mentioned, describe a little bit about how you know how to fish it. Are you looking for suspending fish all the time? Are you dragging it? Tell me a little bit about how you'd fish that bait.
Well, the drop shot fish head, you can really put any bait that you want to for a bait on there. I like to use a little 2.5-inch finesse fish, a Lunker City finesse fish on there, or what I was using up on Lake St. Clair is I was using one of Berkeley Gulp leeches on the drop shot fish head. I use a shorter leader than most people do. I usually use an 8 to 10-inch leader on there, and I use a Bakudan drop shot weight. And I usually use a little bit heavier weight, 3/8, even going up to a half if I'm fishing a little bit deeper water, because what I want to do is I want to anchor that bait to the bottom as much as possible. And by anchoring it to the bottom, that enables me to shake it or just not even move it that much, just kind of make it quiver there. If I use too light a weight, what I find myself doing is I find myself hopping the sinker up and down, and I don't want to do that. I want the bait to be anchored on the bottom. That's really what they wanted up at Lake St. Clair for the smallmouth wanted. And I think that's what's going to happen out at Ouachita. The fish are going to want it to be down there, but they're going to want it to be anchored so that they could just come over and take a look at it. It has a really, really sharp hook on it, and you can put any trailer that you want on there. It's a pretty good-sized hook. And with the realistic look of the fish head on it with the bright eyes and the paint job that Rick has done on the fish head, the drop shot fish head, I really think it could be a pretty good deal. And one of the things I've been doing also with that, as I make a really long sentence here, one of the things I've been doing is I've been using Power Pro and tying a 10 8 to 10 foot leader of Seaguar Invisx, which is my normal line of choice, the braid is just giving me a little bit more sensitivity. And that has just so much increased my drop shot as far as being able to feel and know what's going on down there. Plus, it also tells me whether there's rock or wood or weeds or what is on the bottom.
You know, Terry, you look back at it, drop shot's relatively new technique, but it's really gained notoriety, and the finesse technique itself has gained notoriety. And you look at what's happening, and I think probably if we look back, you know, 2 or 3 weeks from now after the championship's over with, that could play a big role in winning that $1 million potentially.
It really could. I'm sure that the fish are stacked up, if I had to guess, in certain places. If you could get on them with a drop shot, you'll be doing something that nobody else is doing. You have a light line technique in clear water, and if those fish are suspended, the drop shot really could play a very, very important role, especially since a lot of the bait fish, the bait that were born earlier in the year, are starting to get to they're still pretty small. So it's hard to be able to throw a bait that's going to be an inch and a half to 2 inches long, whereas you can go and put a bait on to a drop shot that's that size and actually match the hatch and be able to catch those fish that are down there that are suspended.
Well, you know, you are actively involved in the fishing business. You work with the Federation Nation. You've got a son that's going to fish his first tour event here coming up as a co-angler, you mentioned to me. And, you know, that's, I think, something that's missed sometimes with the pro-angler. You know, they think they just go out and fish tournaments. But in reality, you guys are actively involved in your communities. You're actively involved in fishing. And, you know, you're also involved in youth programs as well.
Well, the youth stuff with me has always been a large deal. My wife, she worked for the state of Connecticut as a social worker, so we've had a lot of foster kids living in our house. And I've also been involved in the Brian Kirchhoff Memorial Fishing Camp that we've had on Lake Candlewood, which the Kirchhoffs started quite a few years ago. And what they did is they started the camp for a lot of underprivileged kids and foster kids and all that stuff. And they really, really, really stressed teaching the kids how to fish, not just letting them go out there and fish and catch fish, but teaching them how to fish and how to catch fish when we're not there with them. And I've developed that. I've been the youth director now in the Federation Nation for Connecticut now for, I think it's 93 I started with that. Or no, not 2003, sorry. 2003 I started with that. And I have a year and a half old that's in the truck with me right now, so I'm going to be doing it for quite a few more years, but I just love doing the kids stuff. We do the casting kids stuff. I'm in charge of all that. So when I'm home, I'm pretty busy getting sponsors for the kids, and I will tell you, the sponsors have been awesome for the kids. Rapala, Shakespeare, All-Star have been great. Konami, Mizmo, Daiichi. I'm going to leave somebody out and make them mad.
You're saying some things that are pretty important. You're saying some things that, you know, the community of fishermen and the community of industry people realize that, you know, we're all getting older, and we need to have that youth movement in the fishing, and boy, that what a great way to do it. You know, and Brian Kirchhoff, of course, Bassmaster Classic champion through the Federation, who, you know, was actually killed in a plane wreck, but what a great family he has to continue to see how important it is for fishing.
Yes, I mean, the camp has been wonderful. Anywhere from 55 to 65 kids. Some of the kids stay over. We do have a Girl Scout camp on the lake, and we take the kids out fishing. And there's three groups. You know, you have the beginner group, the intermediate group, and the advanced group. And the advanced group, believe it or not, I would say most of the kids who have been in the advanced group with us have gone on to join the junior Bassmasters in our state. And the junior Bassmasters in our state, some of them have gone on to become members of the Federation. So it's all just, you know, it's the whole chain there, and it's doing exactly what it needs to do. Because, you know, we're not, as you said, we're not getting any younger, and some of the youth movement has to go into the Federation and to the fishing the tournaments, or else we're going to just be a bunch of old guys out there fishing.
Well, Terry, you know, there's no doubt about it, one of the mainstays out there in the fishing trail, and you've done a great job over the years, and I really applaud what you're doing there with the kids. I think that's very, very important, and you're going to go take your family with you. I think that's neat. FLW really promotes that whole family environment, and the anglers are going to bring their families, I'm sure most of them will, to the championship, and I wish you the best of luck down there at Wachita.
Thank you very much. I appreciate talking to you, and I'm looking forward to it. I wish the drive was a little closer, but other than that, it's okay.
21 hours is just over the hill, man. You got it made.
That's it.
Thanks,
That's
Terry.
It.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.